Question 121. You are developing an ML model that uses sliced frames from video feed and creates bounding boxes around specific objects. You want to automate the following steps in your training pipeline: ingestion and pre-processing of data in cloud storage, followed by training and hyperparameter tuning of the object model using Vertex AI jobs, and finally deploying the model to an endpoint. You want to orchestrate the entire pipeline with minimal cluster management. What approach should you use? Answer: use Kubeflow pipelines on Google Kubernetes Engine. Question 122. You recently built the first version of an image segmentation model for a self-driving car. After deploying the model, you observe a decrease in the area under the curve, AUC, metric. When analyzing the video recordings, you also discover that the model fails in highly congested traffic but works as expected when there is less traffic. What is the most likely reason for this result? Answer: too much data representing congested areas was used for model training. Question 123. You are an ML engineer at a global shoe store. You manage the ML models for the company's website. You are asked to build a model that will recommend new products to the user based on their purchase behavior and similarity with other users. What should you do? Answer: build a collaborative-based filtering model. Question 124. During batch training of a neural network, you notice that there is an oscillation in the loss. How should you adjust your model to ensure that it converges? Answer: increase the learning rate hyperparameter. Question 125. You are working on a binary classification ML algorithm that detects whether an image of a classified scanned document contains a company's logo. In the dataset, 96% of examples don't have the logo, so the dataset is very skewed. Which metrics would give you the most confidence in your model? Answer: F-score, where recall is weighed more than precision. Question 126. You work with a data engineering team that has developed a pipeline to clean your dataset and save it in a cloud storage bucket. You have created an ML model and want to use the data to refresh your model as soon as new data is available. As part of your C/CD workflow, you want to automatically run a Kubeflow Pipelines training job on Google Kubernetes Engine, GKE. How should you architect this workflow? Answer: configure a cloud storage trigger to send a message to a pub/sub topic when a new file is available in a storage bucket. Use a pub/sub triggered cloud function to start the training job on a GKE cluster. Question 127. You are an ML engineer at a regulated insurance company. You are asked to develop an insurance approval model that accepts or rejects insurance applications from potential customers. What factors should you consider before building the model? Answer: traceability, reproducibility, and explainability. Question 128. You are developing ML models with AL platform for image segmentation on CT scans. You frequently update your model architectures based on the newest available research papers and have to rerun training on the same dataset to benchmark their performance. You want to minimize computation costs and manual intervention while having version control for your code. What should you do? Answer: use cloud build linked with cloud source repositories to trigger retraining when new code is pushed to the repository. Question 129. You are developing a Kubeflow pipeline on Google Kubernetes Engine. The first step in the pipeline is to issue a query against BigQuery. You plan to use the results of that query as the input to the next step in your pipeline. You want to achieve this in the easiest way possible. What should you do? Answer: locate the Kubeflow pipelines repository on GitHub, find the BigQuery query component, copy that component's URL, and use it to load the component into your pipeline. Use the component to execute queries against BigQuery. Question 130. Your company manages an application that aggregates news articles from many different online sources and sends them to users. You need to build a recommendation model that will suggest articles to readers that are similar to the articles they are currently reading. Which approach should you use? Answer: create a collaborative filtering system that recommends articles to a user based on the user's past behavior. Question 131. You are building a model to predict daily temperatures. You split the data randomly and then transform the training and test datasets. Temperature data for model training is uploaded hourly. During testing, your model performed with 97% accuracy. However, after deploying to production, the model's accuracy dropped to 66%. How can you make your production model more accurate? Answer: split the training and test data based on time rather than a random split to avoid leakage. Question 132. You are a lead ML engineer at a retail company. You want to track and manage ML metadata in a centralized way so that your team can have reproducible experiments by generating artifacts. Which management solution should you recommend to your team? Answer: store all ML metadata in Google Cloud's Operations Suite. Question 133. Your team trained and tested a DNN regression model with good results. 6 months after deployment, the model is performing poorly due to a change in the distribution of the input data. How should you address the input differences in production? Answer: create alerts to monitor for skew, and retrain the model. Question 134. You work for a large social network service provider whose users post articles and discuss news. Millions of comments are posted online each day, and more than 200 human moderators constantly review comments and flag those that are inappropriate. Your team is building an ML model to help human moderators check content on the platform. The model scores each comment and flags suspicious comments to be reviewed by a human. Which metrics should you use to monitor the model's performance? Answer: number of messages flagged by the model per minute confirmed as being inappropriate by humans. Question 135. You are responsible for building a unified analytics environment across a variety of on-premises data marts. Your company is experiencing data quality and security challenges when integrating data across the servers, caused by the use of a wide range of disconnected tools and temporary solutions. You need a fully managed, cloud-native data integration service that will lower the total cost of work and reduce repetitive work. Some members on your team prefer a codeless interface for building extract, transform, load, ETL, process. Which service should you use? Answer: Cloud Data Fusion. Question 136. You are an ML engineer at a bank that has a mobile application. Management has asked you to build an ML-based biometric authentication for the app that verifies a customer's identity based on their fingerprint. Fingerprints are considered highly sensitive personal information and cannot be downloaded and stored into the bank databases. Which learning strategy should you recommend to train and deploy this ML model? Answer: Federated learning. Question 137. Your company manages a video sharing website where users can watch and upload videos. You need to create an ML model to predict which newly uploaded videos will be the most popular so that those videos can be prioritized on your company's website. Which result should you use to determine whether the model is successful? Answer: the model predicts 95% of the most popular videos measured by watch time within 30 days of being uploaded. Question 138. You are designing an ML recommendation model for shoppers on your company's e-commerce website. You will use Recommendations L to build, test, and deploy your system. How should you develop recommendations that increase revenue while following best practices? Answer: use the frequently bought together recommendation type to increase the shopping cart size for each order.